Hello again. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Today in our podcast, we're going to be talking about carrying a concealed weapon. Is that something that you might really want to do? How does God feel about his children carrying a concealed weapon? Well, first of all, let's talk about conceal. You know, that means hiding, so nobody can see it. Some kind of weapon. Now, that can be a knife, that can be a machine gun, if you can hide that somewhere on you, a handgun, of course, and you're concealing it from view. If you're like me, you're a Christian, you have given your life to God by making Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior, and you seek with all your heart to do the will of God. That brings up two serious questions. One I've already said, is that okay with God? Is it really okay with God for you to conceal a weapon on your body, especially that one that can kill another human being? And is he okay with his children using deadly force in their self-defense? Now, we've talked about this a little bit, but I felt it was important to just look at it once more. Those that argue against the use of guns by Christians say that it is a serious violation of the Ten Commandments, especially the one that says, thou shalt not kill. To kill or be killed is always a possibility in a home invasion. Are we going against the will of God by using deadly force? If the Bible says, thou shalt not kill, what do you think it means? Does it mean defending yourself? Or does it mean going out and killing somebody? I think there's a big difference. I think when God says, thou shalt not kill, that he means like Cain and Abel. Cain rose up and killed his brother Abel out of jealousy. And God says, hey, you're not supposed to do that. That's not cool. But on the other hand, at other times in the scriptures, God instructs the children of Israel to go in and kill everybody because they've been rebelling against God for so many centuries, and especially the 31 kings that were in the Promised Land. And you can picture, pick any city, New York, anywhere, London. Can you imagine God saying, go into that city, take their property and take their land because they're so wicked that they can't have it anymore. I'm giving it to you. And this is your Promised Land. And yet God did that. It was a judgment to the evil and sinful people, and it was a blessing to those that serve the Lord. Pretty interesting, isn't it? So, thou shalt not kill means don't go around killing people just for the fun of it, but you can protect yourself. How should a Christian view gun ownership? Your Second Amendment rights gives you the authority to carry a gun, and you should, but to conceal it is a whole nother matter. When it comes to concealed weapons, where can I carry a concealed weapon? Well, you can't take a gun into government buildings like post offices or schools or courthouses. You can't take it into bars, which the establishment's primary purpose is selling alcohol. You are allowed to carry in most other places, even banks. Any police or sheriff or highway patrol station, you can't take a gun in there. They'll shoot you. Any detention facility, you can't go there. You can't go into polling places or courthouses, courtrooms. You can't go to legislative committees, schools or colleges, elementary schools, technical centers, universities. You can't do that. Passenger terminals, it's prohibited by federal law. What if a business has a sign on the door that prohibits firearms in their building? Is it a crime for me to enter while I'm carrying concealed? No, it is not a crime to enter the building. Because they put up a sign doesn't make it an illegal act. However, if they discover that you're carrying a concealed weapon and ask you to leave, you should leave. Because then they can get you for causing a disturbance if you argue with them and create a scene. Better just to leave. Here's another question. Do I need a concealed carry license to have a gun in my vehicle? No. As long as you have this is in the state of Florida I'm speaking of. As long as you have it locked in a glove compartment so it's not easily accessible to anybody, you can carry it in your glove compartment without a concealed carry license. Then another question, what kind of weapons are included in the concealed weapons law? The Jack Hager Self-Defense Act defines concealed weapons or firearms as handguns, electronic weapons or devices, tear gas, knives, and belly clubs. When is a handgun concealed? The Florida legislature defines a concealed firearm as a firearm carried on or about a person in such a manner to conceal it from ordinary sight of another person. Are there special laws that apply to the use of handguns? Yes, there are, and you should know them. They're in the manual. When can I use my handgun to protect myself? There's one rule of thumb that says, if you feel that you're in imminent danger with the threat of serious bodily harm, you can use your weapon to protect yourself. Trying to protect yourself or another person from death or serious bodily harm. Trying to prevent a forcible felony, such as rape or robbery or burglary or kidnapping. In those instances, you can use your firearm. What if somebody uses threatening language against you, such as, you know, I'm going to break your head or I'm going to do this or that and, you know, I'll tear you apart. Verbal threats does not justify deadly force to shoot and kill. It doesn't even justify shoot not to kill. You know, you have to have somebody actively coming after you. The person threatened must reasonably believe that he or she will be killed or suffer serious bodily harm. That's the rule. So those are a few questions. There's a lot more in the manual. I just wanted to share a few with you. Now, there are some blunders that are in the book, and I'm going to mention a few of them. When you conceal your weapon, there are a few blunders that people do, mistakes that we should avoid, like leaving your concealed carry weapons permit or card at home while you're carrying a concealed weapon. If somebody asks you, like a police officer, and you don't have your license, they'll take your gun away from you. Consuming alcohol while carrying or shooting a concealed weapon, that's a no-no. That's a blunder. Not backing down from a potential fight when it is possible. You don't always have to stand up and fight. If there's a way out that you can make peace or back away from, it's better to do that than to kill somebody. Killing and shooting is a last resort. Another blunder is not practicing shooting your gun at a gun range. How can you be accurate? How do you know how to use your gun unless you practice and use it and become familiar with it? Failing to keep your hands visible during a traffic stop. Should always keep them visible. So there's a bunch of other ones too, and I want you to, you know, to review those in the manual, and it's only $5.95. Remember, responsibility is a gift from God. There are some more common mistakes, and I'll just mention some of these that I thought they were important. Sloppy carry. Sloppy means you're supposed to select a garment that's properly fits you and covers your weapon and looks good. You don't want to be sloppy in trying to carry it. The other thing is they call printing. And that means once you have it concealed, when it prints, you can see the outline of it or you can see the shape of it through the clothing, and people know you're carrying, and you don't want to do that. Another is drawing attention to the carry. You need to get it set before you ever go out. When you go out, you don't need to be fussing with it and adjusting it and touching it because you're drawing attention to the fact that you're carrying a gun, and that's not too cool. Then when you're carrying a concealed weapon, it's permitted in Florida, but also 37 other states. It's called reciprocity, and that means your permit is good in other states, like New Mexico, North Carolina, North Dakota, Ohio, Alabama, a whole bunch of other ones, and they're listed in the book. You should learn all you can and always be careful. That's super important. There's another thing that you need to know, and that's duty to inform officers. It's not your responsibility to tell a policeman if you get stopped that you're carrying a concealed weapon. You simply do not draw attention to yourself. You keep your hands where the police officer can see them, and you don't have to say anything. If you're asked, then of course you do have to say, yes, I have a concealed weapon, and I have a permit to carry one, and I'm a responsible gun owner. You want to make sure you say that, and I have a license to carry, and then let him go from there. The important thing to remember in carrying a concealed weapon, that you're not carrying it because you're a tough man or a woman and you think you're hot and cool by doing it. You're carrying a concealed weapon to protect you and your family when you're out of the house. And with all the things that are going on in the world, you're simply saying, I want to protect myself. I want to be prepared to protect myself and possibly other people around me. God forbid the thing happens. The best attitude to have is, yes, I'm carrying a concealed weapon, and I hope I never have to use it. But I'm going to practice at a shooting range. I'm going to learn all I can about weapons and how to use them. And I'm going to be responsible in using it, hoping I never have to. I'll also be prepared even to take a life in defense of my own or my family. That's extremely important. You hesitate in a critical situation, you could be forfeiting your own life and that of your family, and you don't want to do that. So it's real simple in carrying a concealed weapon. You hide it, you forget it's there, unless some situation comes up. And there's something that I feel that I should say too, and this is from my own personal experience, that the devil will play with you and say, why are you taking your gun to the grocery store? Why are you taking your gun to the dentist? Or, you know, there's no threat here. And yet you see in the news that there were simply places and simple things that people walk into a McDonald's and shoot people. You know, the jihadist nuts are out there bent on killing Christians. So it's important carry a concealed weapon. The time that you feel like that you really don't need to take it is probably the time you're going to need it. So get used to it. I have a pistol, semi-automatic, and I load my magazine, I put it in the gun, but I do not rack it. Therefore, when I'm carrying it, there's no possible chance of it going off by accident. There's no possible chance of hurting anybody, including myself. Now, when I need it, it's a 2-second deal of racking it. And I know sometimes people will say, that's 2 seconds you may not have. And that could be true. But here's the thing. When you start carrying, you got to get used to carrying. And getting used to carrying is carrying so you feel that you're not making mistakes and you're safe with it. And then once you get used to that, then you can rack it and you have a bullet in the chamber. And that 2 seconds is all taken back and you're ready to go with it. So you can think about that when carrying the weapon. There's a whole bunch of holsters that you can look for. There are all kinds. I recommend the VEDDA, V-E-D-D-A, because your gun locks into it. It's specially made for your gun, and it's really cool. So I guess I've talked enough about carrying a concealed weapon. It's up to you on whether you should or not. And you don't have to. Because you own a gun doesn't mean you have to carry it around. You keep it at home, keep it away from children, and keep it locked up, and you're okay. Use it when you have to. This concludes our concealed weapon podcast. Look forward to talking to you again.